This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes there's more that unites Americans than divides.
I just reject this notion that there's two Americas, whether it's red or blue, or there's two Americas, urban and rural. This country has been strong because of both.
Hear more on the Chad Holmes Show at 9 on WXCO Radio in Wausau or on the Civic Media app. President Biden says enough is enough after Wednesday's mass shooting at a school in Georgia.
More children or kill or die from a gunshot wound than any other reason in the entire United States. Every disease, every accident, everything.
Biden made the comments in Wisconsin yesterday while announcing a $7 billion investment in rural green energy. A newly unsealed warrant shows murder suspect Maxwell Anderson tried to cover up Sharday Robinson's death by sending a text message to her phone the next day after the two went on a date in April. Prosecutors say Anderson also dismembered the 19-year-old college student's body and left pieces throughout southeast Wisconsin and in Illinois. Anderson is set to go on trial in December. More official prison time for the Waukesha Christmas Parade attacker. A judge in Milwaukee yesterday sentenced Daryl Brooks to 9 years for running over the mother of his children just weeks before he used the same vehicle to kill six people at the Christmas parade. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for the infamous attack. Wisconsin is making it easier for low-income students to get their driver's licenses. The program aims to reduce barriers and curb reckless driving. The Department of Transportation's new grant program covers 30 hours worth of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of on-the-road instruction. The grants will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer has given up on his latest attempt to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee. Dreyer spent about 40 hours in the water before throwing in the towel. He says the water wasn't cooperating. It's Dreyer's second unsuccessful attempt since going the distance back in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An outdoor space in Superior has officially reopened after undergoing major renovations. The city celebrated the reopening of Woodstock Bay on Thursday afternoon, marking the completion of a $1.4 million lakeshore renovation project. The renewed 14-acre site now includes things like a pavilion, picnic tables, an ADA-accessible dock and waterfront trail, and three overlook viewing platforms. City officials say the formerly polluted area could now help Woodstock Bay attract tourists and residents alike. Applications are now being accepted for a grant program aimed at small businesses through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. According to a press release, the Small Business Development Grant can provide funds ranging from $50,000 to $250,000 to regional economic development organizations and local governments. Those organizations will then pass 100% of the funds to small businesses in their region. The application deadline is October 18th. A thrift store that had served Superior residents for over 15 years has announced it will soon be closing its doors. According to a Fox 21 report, the owners of Earth Exchange say they're dealing with some health challenges and are now looking to sell the whole business. They announced the impending closure on Sunday, but have yet to announce when their official last day of business will be. The thrift shop first opened in 2008, and the owners say they're hoping that someone will take over the business to keep it running. A new child care facility is planned in Duluth as the city looks to address the growing child care crisis. Through a partnership between the Duluth Child Care Task Force, Essentia Health, and the Benedictine Sisters of St. Scholastica Monastery, a new housing project will contribute to solving both the child care crisis and issues with the lack of affordable housing. The Brayview Senior Housing Project at 5th Avenue East and 5th Street will feature 72 affordable apartments for seniors and a daycare for up to 100 kids. The Oliver Bridge connecting Duluth and Oliver, Wisconsin will see daily closures next week for a scheduled inspection. The bridge will be closed from Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day. The bridge connects the new Duluth neighborhood to Oliver at Minnesota Highway 39 and Wisconsin Highway 105 and has served as a crucial corridor between Superior and Duluth during other bridge construction projects. Message signs will be posted to inform drivers of the change and will remain until the inspection is complete. A Duluth school is among those that will receive a share of grant money to support students experiencing homelessness. According to the Minnesota Department of Education, 22 districts will split $1 million in funding, and ISD 709 will be receiving $43,000 of it for the Families in Transition program. School officials say the funding will be used to hire a part-time community social worker to connect those students with the resources they need. Last year, the program served nearly 300 kids. Property values are on the rise after a citywide assessment in Superior. According to a Northern News Now report, some residents say their property values rose by as much as 50 to 60% as the last citywide assessment was done in 2005. Many residents also expressed concerns over rising property taxes following the new assessment, but city officials say because values spiked for almost everyone, a large tax increase will not follow. Superior residents can also contact the city to appeal their home's new assessed value. A Duluth school entered its new secure protocol on Thursday morning as law enforcement authorities conducted a welfare check in the surrounding area. According to school officials, Denfield High School's secure protocol is not a full lockdown, so normal operations can continue inside while security staff shut down entrances and exits. Police officials say they were not able to locate the man who was the subject of the welfare check, nor did they share what prompted the check. The protocol was lifted shortly after. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers' campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's always nice when one of your favorite shows is renewed and you're told by someone from the cast while on the air. HBO's award-winning show Hacks will have a fourth season. This week on Nightlight, actress Rose Abdu joined the show and told me that she found out Hacks was just renewed last week. Abdu was a great guest and plays the character Josefina on the show, which stars Jean Smart. Check it out. And for the love of God, will you please stop news? There is talk of Ocean's 14 possibly happening. The Ocean's franchise was created so George Clooney and Brad Pitt could work together and pal around. It's actually based on a remake from the 1950s that starred Frank Sinatra that wasn't that great to begin with, but George and Brad need to hang out while sporting great threads on cam. So they recruited All Quiet on the Western Front director Edward Berger to helm what will be the most recently polished turd in the franchise. I'm sorry, I meant film. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. Just because it's Labor Day doesn't mean a big snazzy franchise movie can't be released. Beetlejuice Beetlejuice hits theaters this weekend. Michael Keaton is back to haunt the screen and Winona Ryder is back to ride along as well. Joining the cast for the latest installment are Willem Dafoe, Catherine O'Hara, and Jenna Ortega, whose teenage girl character finds the model of the town in the attic and ends up opening a portal into the other world. Damn teenagers. The film is reviewing fairly well on Rotten Tomatoes with a 77%. Also opening wide is a film called The Front Room. The film stars Brandy Norwood, who is newly newly pregnant, but sees her mother-in-law move in, who does everything in her power to get her evil hands on the new baby. Does that sound like a good comedy? Good, because it's not. The thriller is pulling a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes currently. If neither one of these new offerings tickles your fancy, you can do what many other people have done and go see Deadpool and Wolverine, Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, or Twisters yet again. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.